Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
Welcome into Morris Invest, and holy smokes, what a crazy week it's been with US dollar continuing its downward spiral into abyss territory, the Fed raising rates once again and basically admitting, oh my gosh, we are screwed and inflation is going to be here for a long time. That's what Jerome Powell admitted this week. So the price of things will continue to rise. The US dollar will continue to decline. That's why we saw the huge move at the end of this week into gold. Of course, the demand for real estate is off the charts. People want tangible assets right now. Investors are even fleeing the United States and moving into European bonds because they're worried about the U.S. banking collapse with a lot of the small banks in the United States. So again, this is why we invest in real estate. This is why we invest in tangible assets that are a protection against inflation and that hold their value through these sort of times of turmoil and chaos. That is what real estate has done for thousands of years. And there's no reason to suggest that anything's going to be different this time. So that's why I'm incredibly bullish on making sure that I'm holding these tangible assets in this crazy, crazy turbulent time as they continue to devalue our currency. But guys, you know, get ready. This is going to be a very tough year. And we could really see some major headwinds as we head into the fall and into Christmas time. So please, please, please protect your family. Make sure that you've got a portion of your portfolio in something safe. I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you what to do, but I will tell you what I'm doing, which is making sure that I've got real estate and I've got precious metals. Those are the things that I have had for years and will continue to hold and continue to make sure are a hedge against this craziness that we're seeing right now. These corrupt governments that continue to print money and consolidate power because they don't want you to have the power. They want to control everything. That's exactly what's happening. So we've got three questions today. Today's our Q&A episode here on the show, and you're able to ask us any questions you want about real estate, about taxes, about using a home equity loan, et cetera. Just go to our website, morrisinvest.com. Click on the microphone icon on the right side of your screen. You can leave us a voicemail message. But also, if you're interested in getting started investing in real estate with a team that does it from top to bottom, soup to nuts, full service rental real estate company, that's what our team does. And our partnership with Sidera Wealth, we build brand new construction properties from the ground up. And then we work with different property management companies in our areas to make sure that those properties cash flow and are a great investment for many, many years to come. So that's what we do. You can book a call with our team. So let's take a few calls today on the old show. Here's John.
Do you have to take and get pre-approved as a landlord to rent to a Section 8 tenant?
Okay, thanks, John. Do you have to get pre-approved as a landlord to rent to a Section 8 tenant? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah, there's a process. And every state, every county, every city is going to be different to go through the application process to become a Section 8 landlord. But once you do, and it can take a number of months to do that process, I know certain states can take 8 months, 9 months, some are as little as 3 months, 2 months. And what'll happen is when you have a Section 8 tenant, again, depending on the state where you are, I've had a lot of Section 8 tenants over the years, and I know people like to say that they're not fans of it. When I used to buy some, like I would say, cheaper properties back in the day, more transitional neighborhood properties back in the day, I don't really do that anymore. I mostly focus on all new construction properties. But back in the day, if I had maybe a C neighborhood that I was, you know, waiting and hoping that it would turn into a B neighborhood, and I wanted to place a Section 8 tenant in that property or was Section 8 approved property, you would find is that they would make their payments and it would sort of build up in a coffer in like an account, and you would be paid like 3 months later. So they would be living in the property, but you wouldn't see a rent check because it would be held by the Section 8, and then you would get it about 3 months later. So it's a little bit of a process up front to get going on that, but then at the end of the day, it can be a long term because a lot of times Section 8 tenants will then end up staying in that property once it's approved property. They'll end up staying for many, many years. So it's something to consider if that's what you want to do. I personally don't have any Section 8 in my portfolio anymore, but I did. So that's what I can speak to on that front. Okay, next question.
Good morning, Mr. Morris. Thank you for taking my question. My name is Matt Mitchell. I'm from Oklahoma City. I am 62 years old. I've been investing for a little while since I retired, but I've been trying to get into the multifamily area because of my age and to, you know, to get the doors instead of just going for single family properties or fixing and flipping or wholesaling, which I do mostly. But I'm having a problem getting funding because I don't have the numbers or seasoned as a 10 or 15 year investor would have. So I'm being denied a lot. But then at the same time, I'm having problems getting in front of the right investor that would take me serious enough to back me on such a project like, a fourplex, threeplex, even fiveplex, sixplex, eightplex, 16plex even, with a great return on their money for partnering with me. How would you suggest, a person in my position, I'm not rich by no means, but I have the drive. I know what I'm doing. I studied this process years before I retired because I knew what I wanted to do once I retired. But then COVID hit. I lost my wife.
I think that was the end of the call there, but I'm sorry to hear that, Matt. And sorry to hear that everything you went through with COVID and your wife, that's awful, awful. But yeah, sounds like the call. There's a timer on the voicemail. So that's why we ask you if you can keep it to 30 seconds. So it cuts off after that. So let's try to unpack this a little bit. I'm not sure what your goal is. When you talked about investing, are you investing for buy and hold, or are you investing to sort of fix and flip? And that's why you want the funding, because you're finding properties through a wholesale process, and you think then I'm going to fix them up and flip them. I wasn't sure quite what. And so you're talking about the returns from these investors. They're going to get a great return. Is it because they're going to give you funding for 12 months? And you're going to do the fix and flip project in that amount of time? Or are you going to hold it, and therefore they would get a great return putting up the money to hold it with you? So I'm not quite clear on that. But I will say we are seeing a lot of trouble right now in the commercial real estate market. So, I think there's a lot of fear in the commercial real estate market. And there's a lot of nerves right now. And so there's a lot of people pulling their funding back on the commercial side. I will say that. I know that from a bunch of friends of mine. That is the case. Okay. But I would first of all recommend reading Susan Lasseter Lyons has a great book called Getting the Money. Okay. And if you need to get the money, she will show you step by step how to lay it out and present it to people properly to get the money. So you might have already read the book. I don't know if you have or not. I don't know if you've followed her process. But it sounds like you're a go-getter. It sounds like you're focused. So I would follow her formula for that. There's also, Matt, there's a bunch of private money lenders out there too that, they're not going to get emotional about it. They're going to look at the project. They're going to look at your track record, but they're mostly going to look at the asset. They're going to look at the project, and they're going to then fund it one way or the other. So there's a couple of different companies that I would suggest. We've worked with, Natalie and I have worked with Digital Direct Lending Partners, DLP, Direct Lending Partners. I think they're out of New York or New Jersey. So I would start there. And I would also then go to LinkedIn and do a search for private money lenders. And what you'll find is there'll be a group of, you know, 10, 15 different guys or five or six different guys that come together sort of like a hedge fund, and they'll pool their money and then they will fund projects like this if that's what you're doing. Again, I don't quite know what your goals are. So I wish that I had a little clarity on that, Matt, exactly what you're doing. Maybe you can call back in and give us an update on it. But I would also say this, again, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you what to do. But I would give it another thought about single families and duplexes as a buy and hold investor. I think coming together with a few individuals and the demand for single families and duplexes and residential real estate is in the millions. It's off the charts. And the commercial real estate market is faltering and having major problems. And so where a lot of my commercial investors over the years, my friends, my commercial investors who would do 100 unit apartment complexes, they've moved away from that. And they've moved into doing duplexes and buying up duplexes and single families. Why do you think some of the biggest builders and asset managers in the world are building duplexes right now? They are. Why? Why are they doing that? Because the demand is off the charts. It's solid. It's stable. And it's not, you know, and it's not risky in the way that we saw with COVID, where you're building these massive apartment complexes near a city center, and then suddenly no one wants to be in those areas anymore. And so they go vacant and jobs leave, right? And the office buildings dry up and the office buildings are sitting vacant. So all of these like high rise office buildings that people invested in the commercial space, oh my gosh, you know, the wheels are falling off of this thing. So, it sounds, you know, I love that you have the drive, the gumption. That makes me so happy because that speaks to me personally. I'm like a dog with a bone. When I was focused on getting started in real estate, nothing was going to stop me. People telling me that I couldn't get funding, no, that was not going to stop me. If you have a good asset, Matt, if you've got a good property, the money will always find you. You just have to know where to place it, you know, and how to present it. And so I would follow Susan Lasseter Lyon's program and how to do that. And I would, you know, definitely go on LinkedIn and just do a search for private money lenders or hard money lenders and talk to them about your projects. And they might be able to point you in the right direction. But I would also seriously consider, if you're a wholesaler and you know how to find single families and duplexes because you're out there and you're doing mailings and you're calling people, those are the most, like, man, those are like gold right now. So just think about that. I'm just a little food for thought. I don't want to take you off of your path for multifamily or larger multifamily projects, but that's where my heart is. It's always been there. I found it consistently great for decades. So anyways, thank you, Matt, for that question. All right, our next question, final question.
Hi, Clayton. This is Carol Ann. My husband and I like the idea of diversifying our investments. We do have several rental properties so far, but we're interested in investing in something like gold and silver, which we've never done. I'd love to hear your recommendation on how to do that. Do you do it through ETFs, or are you actually doing it through bullion? And do you have companies, any company recommendations to work with on moving that direction with some of our funds? Thanks for the information. Thank you for all you do. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. So we partner with a gold company that I use in the United States to buy actual bullion coins, gold coins, and have them shipped right to your house. We'll have the website here. Let me just give you the phone number, which I have handy. But the website is learredacted.com. So it's our friends at Lear Capital. And what they do is they're able to send gold coins and silver coins right to your house and be able to, you know, you store that in a safe and however you want to do it. You know, you can store it offsite. It's totally up to you. But they have, you could, and that can actually help you get set up with a 401k or a gold IRA as well. So it's a self-directed account. So you can actually buy physical gold or physical silver in your self-directed account. Now, the beauty of a self-directed account is I have real estate, I have gold, I have silver in that account, and it will grow tax-free. So when you're retirement age, you can then tap into that, and then all of that growth and profit is tax-free. So here's their 800 number. Tell them I sent you. If you're interested in getting gold, at your house, 1-800-613-3557. So again, 1-800-613-3557. Now that's if you want to have gold and silver coins like sent right to your house, which a lot of people do, and then they'll store it in a safe, or you can store it offsite in a in another secure location. That's totally up to you. If you want to make much larger purchases, and that's something to consider, then of course there are storage vaults that you can actually use in Switzerland, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and other places like that. This is what the millionaires and billionaires do with their gold. They'll buy actual gold bars, et cetera, and they'll be stored there in that location. The benefit of that is, of course, then you're able to sell it quickly within like 3 days or so because it's being stored there. They can then convert it to fiat currency if you need to, but it's right there. It's a little bit more difficult if you store it in your home. Then you have to, you know, take it to a gold broker and then you can sell it that way. It's not a big deal, but you know, just something to consider. And then of course it's stored offsite in a vault, in a secure location, right? In Switzerland and Hong Kong or Shanghai, where some of those places. A great book to read on this is Nomad Capitalist by Andrew Henderson. He's a friend. At the end of his book, he talks about some of the spots and companies that you can work with to acquire gold and store them in a vault offsite. Now, typically they'll have like a minimum purchase of like 100,000 or something like that in order to even be a part of that program. But that's a choice, right? You can either store it offsite in a vault or at your home in a safe with gold coins and things like that. So a mix of both is always smart, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Your mileage may vary. But let me say this about real estate. When you talk about diversifying, I used to joke about this, but when people will be like, you know, I've got 5 rental properties and I feel like I need to diversify. Well, okay, let's think about those 5 properties. The demand for rental properties is in the millions, okay? And if you've got 5 rental properties, maybe in one town, just think about how many millions of people live in your town. That's not terribly concerning. Now, if you had thousands of rental properties in that town, that's when I would start to really think about, you know, the diversification of real estate, okay? Now, you own 5 properties in Texas, and like our company at Morris Invest, we build in multiple locations. So we build in, in Joplin, Missouri, West Texas, Odessa, Texas, other spots, right? So we have diversity in those areas. So then a client can work with us and maybe they acquire 3 properties in Lubbock, Texas, 3 properties in Missouri, right? So you're diversifying a little bit in different states and so forth. But even like 5 properties, 6 properties, 7, even 10, 15 properties in one town, like I was never concerned about, you know, just think about how many millions of people live in your towns, right? And you think about 15 properties, that's kind of like literally like a drop in the ocean. So I know fear can creep in and you can feel like, oh my God, I've got 5 properties in this town. I really should diversify. Just take a step back and just think of the bigger picture of that right now. Unless you live in a town where there's only one job, right? There's one factory. That's a different scenario. You live in one town and the only job is a Super Walmart. Everyone works at the Super Walmart. And if the Super Walmart goes out of business, your 5 rental properties could be screwed because now all those people lose their jobs. We don't invest like that. We invest in areas where there's tons of jobs, healthcare companies, auto manufacturers, oil industry, right? That's diversity. So just think about that and just take a step back when you're considering like leaving real estate to do something else. So, you know, good diversification, small amount of gold, small amount of silver, and real estate, that's what I do. But just, I want you to think about the idea of diversification. Think a little bit differently about it. Okay, guys, thank you guys so much for your great questions. I hope you found this useful, helpful. Please leave us a voicemail question. Go to our website, morrisinvest.com. You can also, while you're there, book a call with our team. If you want to take action to become a real estate investor, I believe it's the number one way to build wealth in this country and to preserve your family's wealth, especially against all of the craziness and the headwinds that we're facing with inflation and government printing of currency right now. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.